on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Victorian Form Preview. We are racing at Kilmore today, and then tonight it is the traditional Thursday night meeting at Pakenham. Mark Hunter looking at Kilmore, Harry White at Pakenham tonight. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Yeah, Michael. Good, thank you.
Perfect conditions in Melbourne today. It's going to be a warm day. We're on a good four rail in the true position. What do you make of the Kilmore meeting?
Look, I think we can win. Starters, they're small fields. There's not a lot of value. We have to shoot straight. And Kilmore, when you get days like this, can be very hard to make ground. So pretty important we find the horses in the right spot. But hopefully we've found those and we can show a profit.
All right, let's get into the first race, which kicks off at 1:30. It's a maiden over 1,100. No scratchings. Cranker, first starter here for Kiramar. Dave Eustace is the favourite at 2:30. Apache Star, another first starter at 2:40. And Invincible Bay at 4:40 from the Kennewell stable, another first starter. So three first starters head the market. The boys this morning spoke to Lloyd Kennewell about Invincible Bay. This is what he had to say.
Yeah, it's probably a small field, but it's competitive. There's a few first starters in it, and they look like they've got the race match between them. So we think we're in the thick of things. You just got to hope you have a little bit of luck.
He went on to say maybe back his inner Quinella with Crank from the Mar Eustace stable, who he seems to know a bit about. How did you see these first starters here, Mark?
Yeah, they trialled against each other at Sandown, Michael, and Crank appeared to have the better of the Invincible Bay. So I think there are two hopes, 4 and 3. And with number 4, Crank, last trial at Sandown, it wasn't bustled early, and then just made terrific ground up the inside of him there, up the back straight. He looked to be strong. I think he can take a spot. He's strong up the straight here at Kilmore and just get the nod. Ahead of number 3, Apache Star, it'll push forward on the lead. You won't miss it. It's got the big white blaze down there. Its last trial was good. I'll be surprised if anything else wins. Number 5, Invincible Bay, trialled at Sandown. I can't see it beating Crank, but third pick. And take your pick. It has to be number 6, Tabernacci, because the rest are picnic horses. Tabernacci trialled fairly recently. It might get into a place. 4 from 3, then 5 and 6.
4 from 3, then 5 and 6 in the first at Kilmore. Race number 2. Over the 1,200 metres, we can take out 5 and 9. So another smallish field here in request is an even money favourite. Just ease slightly, $1.95 out to $2. Dreamtime Lady at $4.60. Our Ginger Ninjas at $4.80. And then you're out to Femme Americaine at $7.50. So a pretty tight quote for the favourite here, who ran third on debut. Who do you like, Mark?
I like number 6, Carry On Baggage. I think it's the best value for the day here. It's got a 9 next to its name at Stall, but it was back. It was a leader's track, leader's race, and just not much went right in the run. It was caught wide, got held up in the straight. Over the line, it was still going strongly at 1,100 metres. This is a dreadfully weak race. It's bitter. The stable's going well. It'll be suited 1,200 metres. They're only paying 1-2 here with the 7 runners, but yeah, I think it's got a good hope to beat number 8, Request. Request ran okay on debut. That's awful form. It might win here, but it's poison odds. Putting in number 7, Penny the Hero. I don't really know what to make of it. Its trials have been not knocked about. Looks like it's got something to offer. The stable's on fire. And 4, Our Ginger Ninja, has shown some signs of ability. I wish they'd trialled a bit better recently. I think 6 will run well. I wish there were 8 runners, but I think 6 will run really well. 6, 8, 7, and 4.
6, 8, 7, and 4. So the 6 Carry On Baggage is at 7.53. 10 the place, playing first and second for the place dividend. So a good bit of value in race number 2 at Kilmore from Mark Hunter. Race number 3, 1450, 3-year-old maiden, take out 11. Chompers has been very well backed here from the Wallace stable, 2.15 into $1.70. Van Dioro's at $4, Lady Kermadex at $6.50. So the market and the punters are saying Chompers is one of the good things of the day. Do you agree?
No, I like number 10, Van Dioro here. I think it can lead all the way. It first up there, went forward at Wangaratta, led up Perua. Now, it took Perua all the way down the straight to run it down. Perua ran second at Sandown yesterday. You could argue it was unlucky. I think it's terrific form. 1450 is ideal for Van Dioro. And despite the wide gate, with a clean break, can find the top and take no end of running down. To beat number 3, Chompers. Chompers was given no hope at all in a good race on debut at Yarra Glen. And then outfit at Wangaratta, they ran good time last time. The trip suits it. I think it's poison odds. 9 Limbering comes through the same race as Van Dioro, has got a place chance at least. Then out to number 6, Lady Kermadec, who also comes through that Peru race up there. Gets a good gate. I don't think it's good enough to win it. Might get into a place. I like 10 to lead all the way, but Stomp is the danger. 10, 3, 9 and 6.
10, 3, 9 and 6 in those famous Swettenham stud colours. Good luck to Adam and the team. And there's a few very well-known owners in there, including Josh Blanksby and Jake Norden. So good luck to the team with Van D'Oro. You'll be a bit more confident now that Mark Hunter's put you on top in the third at Kilmore today. Race number four is over the 1,600 metres. We can take out 2 and 5. Insuff is a favourite for Mick Price and Mick Kent Jr. It's another one, even money. Suppression, $2.10. So the market's got this a two-horse race. So Suppression, Insuff, $2, $2.10. Then you're out to $13 for Stars Will Fly. Which way are you leaning, Mark?
I'm with Insar, Michael. There's only two possible hopes. Insar was good chasing home Audacious Heart down there. It failed, just failed. Went to Caulfield, got in behind him and just had no luck. It just had nowhere to go up the straight. Now, the mile's perfect. It was down to run a race in Moa yesterday where he would have won $1.50 and won by 6 lengths. It's been safe for here. Drawn gate one, absolutely get a beautiful run over the mile. Maybe it's a blinker horse. That's maybe the only query about it, but I think Insar will win. Seven Suppression comes off a race at Geelong, ran well, ran second, but the leaders went suicidal speed there at Geelong. It had to run on. Was a good run, but I think Insaf will be too far in front of it in the run. After that, take your pick, maybe number six, Speedy Akibi's got the best form, can get into a place, and nine more Saturdays. Wasn't hopeless the other day. It is a two-horse race, but I think Insaf will win 10, 7, 6 and 9.
10 to beat 7, 6 and 9. Race number 4, the first leg of the quad is the 5th. Over 1,200, take out 4. Copper Bows, the favourite, $1.75 in this smallish field. Zootons at $3.10. Mr Cashman, $6. Good Days and the other two runners are then at double figure odds. So 3 under double figures, Cooper Bow or Copper Bows, $1.75 chance. How many in this first leg do we take?
Well, it's a skinny quaddie, so I'm going to take it one out, number two, Copper Bow. You just have your heart in your mouth at the start. It's a horse that, in its jump out, it had missed the kick. Now, it came out on debut, jumped cleanly, went to the front, ran good time and won easily. As long as it breaks cleanly here, it should steer straight to the top, control the race around Kilmore, and it should get the money. You just don't want to see it miss the kick. Second pick, number three, Zootons. I don't know if Zootons is screaming out for 1,200 metres, but it gets a beautiful run from gate one, so it's a chance. Number one, Mr. Cashman. Its form's good. Its recent trial was very questionable and got an awkward gait. And then five was written. Was written will have to lead to win. It can't sit outside Copper Bow. If it jumps and finds the front, it's got some chance. So the start's vital here. I think number two, Copper Bow, will lead and win 2, 3, 1 and 5.
2, 3, 1 and 5 in the first leg of the quaddie. Race 6 is a benchmark 58 over 1,600. No scratchings here. Namarari's a favourite at 290. Mr Stylish 360 along with Cake Walker. And then you're out to 950 from Easter.
Yeah, poor race. Number 3, Namarari, the one to beat. It's a horse drawn gate 1. It should lead. It should dictate the race. It's going to be in front for a long, long way. To beat number 4, Cake Walker. This was well back first up. I'm not sure why. I had a trial just going into it. Now, it didn't do a lot there, but it's fitter. It gets John Allen on board and can certainly improve. 2, Mr. Stylish. Get back to that dry track run there a couple of starts ago. It's got some chance. They're the only possible hopes. Next best, maybe number 1, Tudor Rule. Been running over unsuitable trips. Gets up to the mile, but got a bad gait and a big weight. 3 to lead for a long way. 3, 4, 2 and 1.
3, 4, 2 and 1. Race number 7. Over the 1450, take out 6, Just Stella 260, Miss Alina's at 440, Magic Mistress is at $5.50. So another skinny leg of the quaddie here as far as field numbers are concerned. How many will you be putting in?
Just the one, number 2, Just Stella. She's been in my black book for about 4 years, this horse. So I think she's a city class tracker early in her career. Life hasn't exactly gone to plan. Craig Hewitt's ridden her twice the last 2 starts. Now, I don't reckon he knew her up so well up at Benalla. Missed the kick a bit, got too far back, wasn't really put into the race and ran well. Last time at Kilmore, he just banged her forward. She came out and she chased down a decent horse there. So now that he knows the horse, I think he'll put it forward, he'll control the race, and I think he'll win. He beat number 4, Ever Loved a Woman. Had very little luck last time. Will be midfield inside running on. 3, Miss Alina. Been a disappointing horse. I don't know if it'll run 1450, but get a great run from the draw. And next best, number 5, Magic Mistress, who's going consistently. It's got a tricky gate to overcome. And 2 will win again, 2, 4, 3 and 5.
2, 4, 3 and 5. Big confidence around Just Stella at about $2.60 at the moment. And the last 58 over 1,200, no scratchings. Swing with Junior 310, Something Foxy 480, Turak Warrior 550, Rod and Todd at $7 with True Metal as well. So this is a bit more open event to finish the quaddy.
Yeah, we're coming home with four numbers, 7, 5, 1 and 8. Number 7, Something Foxy. I think it's the one to beat. Its last run was good, and that's got to be good form for a race like this, to beat 5 True Metal. Had the two runs back, got posted wide last time. Again, got a sticky gate to overcome. 1, Turak Warrior. Got the 64 kilos. The key to this horse is back into benchmark 58. At one Boxing Day at Geelong in that company, it's got a good chance again. And 8, Swingers Junior, the favourite. Look, I don't think it's looking for 1,200 metres. The fact it's got gate one gives it a chance in the race. It's going to be up there for a long, long way. I'll go 7, 5, 1 and 8.
7, 5, 1 and 8. All right. How do we get a dollar out of Kilmore today, Mark?
We'll make the best race 4, number 10, Insaf. The value race 2, number 6, Carry On Baggage, the quaddie, and try and get it skinned because it won't pay much. First leg, number 2, 1 out. Second leg, 3 and 4. Third leg, number 2, 1 out. Come home with 1, 5, 7 and 8. And the play of the day, I'm going to play an all up, Michael. Race 2, number 6, Carry On Baggage, the place. Race 4, number 10, Insaf, the win. Race 7, number 2, Just Stella, the win.
I like it. Mark Hunter, good luck today. Have you had an early look at the Valley tomorrow night or Sandown Saturday?
We'll go. Can we have a pack of winner tonight at Pakenham? Is that all right?
Oh, we'll pack a winner anywhere.
We'll go to Pakenham. We'll go to Luke Oliver Double here. Race 3, number 8, Buzz Buzz, and race 6, number 11, Leverage. We'll give the Valley a miss for now. And Saturday there at Sandown, I don't know if it'll win. It's a fantastic place bet. Race 5, Cancino. We're going to have something each way, but I'd be most surprised if it doesn't run a place. I think it's about 280 the place.
It is. 950 the win, 280 the place, Cancino in race number 5 at Sandown. Good on you, Mark. Got some nuggets of gold there. Good luck today.
Thanks, Michael.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Time to look at tonight's Pakenham meeting. 8 races. The first kicks off at 6 o'clock on a good 4. The rail is true and Harry White has all the winners. Harry, good morning to you. What do you make
good
of this
morning,
meeting?
Good morning, Michael. It's a nice looking meeting. I'm quite a fan of the Thursday night Pakenham meetings. There's a couple of shorties that look like gimmies and then a couple of competitive races so we can get a nice enough price about horses that are in the market.
All right, well, we all like a couple of gimmies, so I'll be keen to get your thoughts on where they are. Maybe one in the first race. We can take out 4 headquarters. This is over the 1,000 metres, and the favourite is Avenue of Pleasure from the Graham Begg stable. It's even money. First up after a 317-day spell. Hassett, a first starter, is the second favourite at $3. Halvoya is at $6, and then we're down to Bolico Bob at $6.50. So Avenue of Pleasure, we haven't seen for a while, but the market's got it nice and tight. What do you say?
Yeah, look, it's resuming for a new stable off some solid jump outs. Looks a good way to kick off proceedings. Has 2-year-old form around personal and a minor placing in listed company and Launceston. That reads well for this. I think she looks the one to beat. And $4 in our pockets, better than 2. To beat number 3, Hassett. Look the pick of the first starters to my eye. Jump outs have been really solid. Going off those, I'm expecting he's forward in running here. Bolico Bob has been really solid in both runs his preparation and should appreciate stepping back a shade in trip. And outside of those, maybe number 8, Halvoya. Comes through some handy maidens, has been sound enough, so probably can prove competitive for the minor money here. But Avenue of Pleasure, from what I've seen at the jump outs, looks very, very hard to beat. 7, 3, 2, 8.
7, 3, 2 and 8 in the first. Race number 2 at Pakenham. Got a real short price favourite here. The 6 is the scratching. Dunvegan's at $1.35 from the Matty Laurie stable. Colossal Star, $7.50. Elite, $8. Does this deserve to be so short in the market?
I think it's too tight. I think that it has a very good chance to win, but at that price, I'm more happy to have something small on Colossal Star, who's been jumping out really well prior to resumption. Apart from one failed run at the end of last preparation, 2 runs prior were solid, and we've seen good form references emerge from them. Maps to be forward in the run, so just expect he should get every chance. The obvious danger is Dunvegan has managed to find one better in his last 2 runs. Form through those reads quite well. The only thing that beat him last start was a wide gate. So with a much better draw here, looks the top show to get the win. I can't take that price. Old Fashioned was the pick of the first starters, and then maybe Like I Like You might be a wider exotics hope. 1, 2, 8, 9.
1, 2, 8, and 9 in the second. Race number 3 at Pakenham. The scratchings are 7 and 14. Fuzz Buzz for Luke Oliver is the favourite here at $3.40. Northern Reigns at $5. Share the Rhythms at $6. So Mark Hunter keen on a couple of Luke Oliver runners tonight. What do you think about this favourite Fuzz Buzz?
I've been closing off her races strongly and looks set to relish 7 furlongs. The form through the maidens reads well for this, but I'm siding with Share the Rhythm, who seemingly went amiss last start, but was very good prior. Should have finished close if it was held up for a run. I think back to 1,400 metres with blinkers on and a tongue tie. I reckon she can bounce back to beat Fuzz Buzz. The Duke of Hazard took on a stronger maiden field first up, was well held, but strips fitter and has to be included based on last preparation's efforts. And then Northern Rain ran significantly better second up, is bound to only be further improved, so could prove competitive here. I'll go 12 ahead of 8, 2 and 9.
12 ahead of 8, 2 and 9. Race number 4 over the 1,600. In this race, there are 3 scratchings, 8, 9 and 13. Butter Chicken is the favourite at $2.20. Right the Score, $3. And the Admiral, $5.50. Top 3 in the market.
I'm really, really keen on the favourite here, Michael. Butter Chicken was fantastic on debut. Raced back and wide the whole race. Peeled and drove home to get done in a head bob with a gap back to the rest. Big yes to 1,600. Best bet of the day for me. To beat Right the Score, third up with blinkers on, looks probably the only real danger. A second place into Liquero last start looks even better now. That horse has subsequently won a benchmark 70 at Flemington. So You Assume was beaten only by Best Episode last start. That horse has intertwining form with Sensationalisation, which reads well. She might even lead. And then Overruled, it's been sound enough in 2 runs this prep, goes in as next best. But very keen to see what Butter Chicken can do with a run under the belt and up in trip. 7, 12, 11, 4.
7, 12, 11 and 4. Good form lines for both the favourites there. But Butter Chicken at $2.20 is the one that Harry is very keen on. The first leg of the quaddie is race number 5. It's over the mile. Take out 9, 10 and 11. Bigus is at $3.20. Maui at $3.80. And Hostile Takeover at $4.40. Pepper's Ghost $4.80. So 4 pretty tight in the market. And then the rest are double figure odds.
Yeah, so they're the 4 we'll put in the quaddie. There's probably not a heap between them. I think that Hostile Takeover clearly comes through the strongest races, though, and has proven competitive in those races, so it looks well-placed here. The one knock is maybe the lack of speed here, seeing as he gets back and runs on, but happy to have him on top. Of Pepper's Ghost was a solid maiden winner over the trip last start. Looks as if he can measure up. So Too Biggest, who went around as favourite on debut at Werribee, raced wide, still got the job done. And then Maui resumes gelded, was a dominant maiden winner at track and trip prior to a spell. I just wonder if maybe he was a little bit flattered by modest opposition there, but I won't be leaving out of the quaddie. 3, 8, 1, 7.
3, 8, 1, and 7 in the first leg of the quaddie. Race number 6 is the second leg, and this is a 64 over 1,600. Take out 2. The Great One for Peter Galagotis is the favourite at $3.70. El Garouge, $4.80. Leveraged, $4.80 also. And then Amelia Ann is at $5. Who do you like here, Harry?
El Garouge, Michael, stuck on really well, I thought, behind Sicaro at Flemington over the trip. Maps for a gun run here. He's won fourth up before. Simply looks very well placed in a field of this calibre to get another win on the board. To beat Amelia Ann, has run really well in her past 2 runs. Gives the impression the mile will suit. The Great One gets the blinkers on again, will settle on speed and get every chance. And then Leverage, absolutely luckless last start. Should have run a clear second in a stronger race. Based on that effort and with even luck here, she wouldn't surprise at all. So all 4 go in the quaddie. 4 on top ahead of 8, 3 and 11.
4 on top of 8, 3 and 11. Race number 7. A 64 over 1,400, take out 10. He's a Bolter, $3.50. Moeen, $4.60. Office Gym, $4.80. And then we're down to Gina Lawler at $7. Who do you like here, Harry?
I am happy to forgive and forget the last run of Moeen. The horse pulled up lame. I thought both efforts prior were very solid with strong form through those. She looks the one to beat for mine. Ahead of number 5, He's a Bolter. He's been racing well in his last 3 efforts, albeit without winning, and expect he'll be running on. Office Gym got rolled as favourite last start. There was still merit in the run. He just didn't keep the punters happy. There was a protest. which was dismissed. Big yes to 1,400 metres now for that horse. Outside of those top three, I'll go number three, Gina Lola, maybe next best. Happy to trim her out of my quaddie and just play around 12, 5 and 4 ahead of number three.
All right, so how many in that leg of the quaddie are we putting in?
Three.
Okay, race number seven, just three in the quaddie. That brings us to the last, benchmark 64 over 1,200 metres, and interesting run of the favourite here. Take out 4, 8 and 14, safe passage first up. Danny O'Brien, Damien Lane, former Kiwi, is at $4.50. Moscon, $6. So Fear's Choice, $6.50. Magnetism at $7. Have you seen many jump outs or trials from Safe Passage that might want to tip you into this first up tonight?
Look, they've been okay. Not good nor bad. Definitely in my numbers. I've got the horse in for fourth. Won't be leaving out of the quaddie. Now that Irish Butterfly was scratched this morning, it's become a really open race. With that said, I'll go with number two, Sophia's Choice. Apart from one fail down the Flemington Straight, she's been rock solid this prep, and the form through her last run stacks up well, with the winner subsequently placing in a benchmark 70 at Flemington. 3 kilo claim helps, and I was originally concerned about the wide draw, but maybe won't be so bad by this point in the night. So two to beat one falls, resuming jump out was modest, but has placed in three or four first up runs, is yet to miss the Quinella at this track. Magnetism resumes, ran well first up last preparation, jump outs have been sound, and Safe Passage as well, sound jump outs, goes in as next best in the quaddie. Open race, 2-1, 3 and 12 the numbers.
2-1, 3 and 12 the numbers in the last. All right, where do we go for the best bets play of the day and the quaddie, Harry?
Best bet will go race 4, number 7, Butter Chicken. I just think the horse will only improve off that first up run, up in trip. Looks to be an exciting prospect. Value in that open race in the last, race 8, number 2, Sophia's Choice at around that $6.50 mark is more than fair in that sort of race for mine. Quaddie numbers in the first leg, 1, 3, 7 and 8. Second leg, 3, 4, 8, 11. Trim up the third leg slightly, 4, 5 and 12. And the last leg, 1, 2, 3 and 12. Play of the day, I'll have a running double, race 5, numbers 3 and 8, into race 6, numbers 4 and 8.
Good on you, Harry. Looks like an interesting evening tonight. Have you got any early selections for the weekend? Have you looked ahead?
No, I've done Moonee Valley and Mornington for tomorrow, and then Great Western, Yarra Valley and Sandown will be my mission today while I'm on holidays with 3 kids.
Enjoy, Harry. Best of luck with that. Good luck over the weekend, mate.
Thanks, Michael.